I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're not done with the rain yet. There'll be a few scattered showers around the area today with a high temperature up to about 60, so a cooler day today. Another surge of rain comes in late tonight, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, a cold, steady rain. Could be a soaker with a high temperature hovering in the low 50s. The rain tapers off Thursday night, colder, low 37. Friday, breezy, high temperature up to about 54. We'll be in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday's a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and dry, and then Sunday, more rain by late in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Are you prepared to send us? It's Bernie Mania. In this corner, we have the Bernie Bros. And in this corner, we have some more.
Free health care.
No, I want free health care.
No, I want free health care.
Oh, one Bernie Bro discussion. Round two, fight!
I want to save the environment.
No, I want to save the environment.
Oh, another Bernie bro down! If only they could stop fighting each other about issues they both care about and focus on the bigger issues at hand.
I want free college.
No, I want free college.
But let's be real. That's not going to happen. So we'll see you at the next debate for Bernie Mania!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is 7 minutes after 3. It's Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Wow, Neil Cavuto says only 5 hours to the next big debate. Gee.
And here they are.
Hey, Neil.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
Please clap.
Sure. Let's see. We got... I don't know. There's really nothing to talk about today, so why don't we just take requests at 272-9228. Joey Split. We were supposed to have a conversation about the Houston Astros. I mean, I have not been able to replace him as my sports director.
Sorry.
You don't seem interested in the job.
Well, you never asked me.
I thought I had.
No.
You think Rosie can do sports?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension, of course, focused on another debate that's not going to draw big ratings. You know, they're trying to whip up this frenzy. Yet, when you look at the turnouts for the primaries, they're no different than they were in 2016. There's no great momentum to put one of these a-holes into the White House. So... let's talk about the occupational tax, which seems to, you know, for a city that's kind of sat on its heels. And as opposed to, like, back in the mid-2000s when we first started this afternoon shindig, almost everything we did was local. And then Barack Obama came along, and then we decided, well, we're going to rot from the top down if we don't pay attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. Well, Bernie's got a third. He's up to 32%.
Ooh.
They're going to have a tough time screwing him now. He's got all this momentum. I don't know how they're going to do that. This being Wednesday.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She has joined us.
Hello.
Hi. You have a business here in town. You must be excited about the occupational tax.
Wah, wah. Yeah, I'm not really thrilled about it, but...
No, and in a city where you pay 10% on groceries, and they say, well, maybe we'll cut back on that or cut that out. But I was thinking, even if they did eliminate the 10% sales tax on groceries, when I go to Food Outlet... and I go every week, mm-hmm. and I spend, it's almost amazingly how similar my week-to-week food bill is.
Mm-hmm.
It still wouldn't equal, I'd still be losing money.
I just would like to see where, we keep hearing all these things about we need more money, but like what are they doing with the money that they already have, the revenue that's already coming in?
There's a wise man on Facebook today named Greg Boudel. And here's how he put it this morning. In fact, rarely do we get political in the morning, but I went off on this whole thing today. A whole bunch of stuff to cover. By the way, I posted that license plate you sent me.
Oh, you did?
That's pretty clever. Can't tell which of the 57 states it's from, but it's one of those plate frames. The top says Epstein. The bottom says kill himself. The license plate says D-I-D-N-T.
I thought that was so funny.
It is. And we've got a lot of reactions.
North Dakota.
There you go.
Good
That's
for them.
Clever. Here's what this guy Boudel said this morning. First, beginning with a quote from our historic Mayor Reed. We have to invest in our neighborhoods. We have to invest in public transportation, Mayor Stephen Reed said. Greg said, anytime politicians say invest, it means waste. You want money? Bring the lottery here instead of sending millions to educate kids in Florida and Georgia. What say you? And a lot of reaction, 121 comments.
It reminds me of growing up and, you know, when you always heard, like, the building fund, like, when I was growing up in church, like, the building fund, donate to the building fund. But, like, we'd had the building fund for, like, 20 years and nothing had been done with the building fund. That's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like investing in Montgomery, but where's the plan? When are they going to put forth some sort of plan to go forward as to what they're going to do?
Apparently, he's supporting Mini Mike for president, Mr. Reed is, after his recent visit here. We know that Bloomberg is buying support. He is buying influence. And what could be better than to buy the influence of our historic mayor, who, in less than a few months, started out by suggesting to Governor Ivey that his wife get appointed to his old job.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
That was, yeah, the optics on that were piss poor. I will not pull any punches. They were piss poor. And now he wants a 1% occupational tax. Pal, you'll be lucky if you make it to a year in office with policies like this, because we'll come and ask for your removal. What else you got planned? Didn't they just sneak a big frickin' gasoline tax?
The gas tax. Isn't that supposed to start going up soon?
Yeah, there's some Bolshevik on Facebook. Oh, you come here and you use our roads and blah, 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 blah. Screw yourself!
I see you're feeling better.
No, I feel better, then I come in and I deal with all this stuff, and then I end up taking, what's that medication Dr. Woodland gave me for heart palpitations? We have calls already.
Yeah, and I brought you a halo.
Look.
Yeah, he needs that.
You know what? If you're going to throw it, just give it back.
I don't.
Rosie's like a pusher of the vitamin C, man. Like,
yes.
Rosie's like vitamin C all day, every day. She's got oranges. She's got.
You don't like oranges?
I don't eat anything that requires a combination to get at the good stuff.
Okay, well, give it to me.
Do you want me to peel it for you?
I don't care how good it is.
Take care of it.
It's got a bra on that I can't open.
Well, we'll take care
of
that.
It's called a peel.
I'm not a farmer. Although anybody can be a farmer, I hear. Jarhead is our first call of the afternoon.
Hello, Admiral.
Yeah.
Dude, you crack me up. Request, could we please hear the Gynecological Institute thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but ladies talk. I blush when I play that in front of Jacqueline and Dana.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Anyway. I mean, I will.
No, he doesn't.
He's lying to you.
Hit that meter over there.
Greg would never lie.
That's
exaggerate, maybe. Lie, never.
I have been known to stretch the truth here and there.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. 272-9228. Buddy.
Hey, Greg?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you why they wanted to ram this 1% occupational tax down the throats of the people that work in Montgomery. That's because Joe Reed wants to get all his family and crony friends hired indirectly or directly and pay them through this fund. That's what I think.
I don't know about that. I don't know what the... what is this is a
what is the plan? Where's the money going to go?
What is the investment? Yeah. Where? What do we need to invest in that we don't have the money for currently?
That's exactly right.
Like, show me where the money's going to go. If you could show me an educated plan, I probably wouldn't have a problem with bettering my city and my community. But you've got to show me where the money's going to go and how.
I don't want to hear blanket, vague terms like
it's invest. The building fund, Greg.
Oh, the building fund.
Greg, the people that voted for this guy. I'm fixing to get his government good and hard.
Well,
are they going to be affected by this occupational tax?
Yep.
They should be.
Yep.
And we need to find out.
I already know one guy who's pulled up stakes out of Montgomery since this guy was put in office, knowing that this kind of crap was coming. Thanks for the call, buddy. 272-9228. Papa John.
Hey, guys. Look, you got to remember, first of all, you've got five council members that voted
for this, too.
Yeah, so, right after I understand that the predominant feedback from the people that went to that council meeting last night was against it, and then they voted for it anyway. So what the hell is that?
Well, that's one. I'm sure the state of the rain was the impetus for this to happen. But if you look at this as a tax, generally, if it's some kind of a tax that goes to a corporation, corporations don't pay taxes. They pass it on to the consumer, whether it's a product or a service, they pass it on to the consumer. Now, in this one in particular, they're taxing what your earnings are. So this is going to be taxing those individuals that work in Montgomery. Now, let's make a person that makes $10 an hour. Okay, that's $20,800 a year or whatever else. But that's going to impact him money-wise. It's going to impact him the same thing as it does for a guy that makes $500,000 a year. The only thing is there's going to be a dollar difference. That guy that's making $20,000 a year is going to be paying $200. The guy that's making $500,000 a year is going to be paying $50,000 a year. Now, where is that money going to come from? It's going to go right back to the consumers. So everything you've got that's located in Montgomery that is a business, if it's the corporate people that are having to pay this tax, I guarantee you they're not going to lose money from it. They're going to find a way to recoup what they have, and the only way they can do that is either increase the price of the service or the product to recoup it. So this whole thing, if people will look at it in straightforward terms, this is probably the worst tax that you can put on a person who makes a lot of money. And people who make a lot of money, they don't stand for that. They don't find a way to get out of it. So I think you said this morning, Greg, you're liable to see a lot of big companies, big corporations within the city limits of Montgomery finding a place just outside the city limits so they don't have to pay that tax. Right now, if I had the money, I'd go find me a place outside the city limits just off Interstate 85.
I think we should move in with Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, move the station there.
Hey, if you're a real estate developer, go find you a plot of land and I'll open a corporate park because I guarantee you people will be looking for a new place to live.
So Duncan Tomlinson will be moving to Pike Road.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That would be so convenient.
Who could blame you? I was talking to the boss. If you're interested in investing in a great broadcasting property, he's always wanted. I know it would be tough to say goodbye to this modern equipment here.
I mean, this is state of the art.
But we could rebuild this whole thing somewhere else. And bye-bye. Either my accountant on the Facebook thread said death of a city. Papa John, we're tight for time. Give us your wrap-up here.
Oh, I was going to say, the one thing about it is you got to remember, the business you're in, if you can do remotes, you can move any place else in a hurry and start broadcasting. So for y'all, it's not going to be that big a deal. The technology is already in place. All you have to do is execute the move.
It's true. We could
do it. I'm all with you. All right, buddy. Keep at it.
And if the boss decided to, move closer to where he lives, I would be okay with that. Be a different commute.
Where does he live?
I'm not allowed
not
to
exactly,
say.
Not exactly. Yeah,
he could probably tell us off air. But the thing that kills me is
it's a place where they have sex twice a day.
When I read the articles and I look into what this tax is for, it's supposed to be benefiting the public, and it's supposed public safety was like the number one thing. They said public safety with some of the revenue going into education and other things. But they're taxing these people, like these police officers and the public servants are also going to be taxed. So it's like, what?
See, on one hand, I have no problem with a law that requires employees of a city to live within it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. That's how it is in Chicago, and they've got a task force that's devoted year-round to checking out every single city employee to make sure that they are legally living and not just registering an address in the city limits. I got no problem with that. But this is not that. This is another income tax. This is a 1% income tax on everybody on top of what you're already paying. Brenda and Keith, I do hope you'll be patient. We'll be with you in a second. At 321, I just realized I haven't pulled up the Live in Fear Doppler. I'll do that when we get closer to Rich's forecast, but we could have another 3 to 5 inches of rain.
It's insane. Really? We're going to float away.
Yeah. We could see another one of those scenes like we did downtown back in...
when the state house flooded.
We had cars floating
like out of nowhere.
I thought it was a picture from another city, but it was... Hey, there's Harrison Ford. Hey, douchebag. Nice going, showing up in New Hampshire to vote for Bernie.
Yeah, he's got a new movie coming out.
Well, guess what? Nobody's going to go see it. He can kiss my
Greg
ass.
Greg doesn't care.
Indiana Jones and the Fossil of Bad Politics. What? Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been too much in the way of polar weather? Actually, that was more before winter than the actual date of winter. But it's been a Pacific flow, so it's been wet. We still may have the potential for cold weather, but you really want to think ahead to the warm weather season and having a heating and cooling system that's ready for it. That's why a Clark's Club membership is recommended, I promise, as I learned the hard way last year. If you spend $159 and get those two annual tune-ups to your system, they'll make sure it's running efficiently. Mine was not. That ended up costing me about $700. And it could have been a lot less if I had just taken action a little bit sooner. This is terribly stupid for me to be recommending that you do something when I have a membership myself and just didn't get them out to check up the system. It's clogged up with grass clippings and running very inefficiently. And as soon as they came out and cleaned it, guess what? My electric bill dropped by $300. And it continues. Every electric bill I've had since November has been very pleasing, even with the Christmas lights included. Of course, when it comes to plumbing, I now have a situation. I've got to remember to call them on that before the whole thing falls off the wall. The water's coming out of the spout, but it's also coming out from another part of the faucet it shouldn't. And I know they'll come out and they'll take care of business. They really know their stuff. They are incredible people to have in your home. You will feel their expertise and their trust when they come to visit you. Call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24 41511 Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, save up to $600 when you get a king bed at a queen price and a queen for a twin. Like a Serta Perfect Sleeper queen mattress, now just $499.99. Plus, take home a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you for our best deal of the year. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances, up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $18.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and, for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, C-store for details, valid through February 26th.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On February 19th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby seal. No, not that kind of baby seal. The baby seal who'd grow up to marry Heidi Klum and sing Kiss from a Rose. Now that's one heck of a... Seal, a star is born.
That's one of those chick songs that I actually respect. It's 3:29. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and Rosie are here. It's our high estrogen afternoon show.
Like, literally can't even with you today.
What?
Just can't. Literally cannot.
Hello? Cannot what? You're talking like a woman to me.
You'd be used to this by now.
Brenda. You're a woman,
hey,
too.
Hey.
Talk to me, Brenda.
Yeah, no, you said you were missing Joey as far as sports go, and I thought, Greg's got all those ladies. He is not missing Joey.
This is true. I mean, given a choice, true. I'll take this every day of the week. Not that I don't love our little...
Joey.
I've watched him grow up from a young sprout to a true sapling.
And he got a haircut.
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
he looks so good.
Yeah,
looks like a grown
Joey's
man.
Joey's so cool and hip, and he's got the right haircut, and I'm just a lumpy old man that comes in and erupts.
Well, I think y'all were sometimes you were yin and yang, and that's great. I like the banter between, but I love this too. So my comment is about the Montgomery and the money, and I don't have any dog in the fight. I don't live in Montgomery, but I remember reading in the Montgomery Advertiser probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, they were talking about the new water park that they're going to be over there behind Mac.
That's what we need.
And the state, I mean, not the state, excuse me, RSA, because I kind of got a little perturbed. RSA, that's my retirement, put a little money towards it, financial, you know, they committed some money towards it. And I think the city of Montgomery did too, and it's going to cost a lot of money to build that thing.
Yeah. Why is the city in the water park business to begin with?
I have no idea. It must be within the city. You know where all those new apartments are and everything right there?
How'd the golf course work out that they built there on the west side?
Gateway Park?
I'm not for it, but I wondered how much money the city did commit to that. Maybe that's where they're, you know, going to do some of their money. I don't know what their plan is, but you hurt the people who are, I know they're relying on services, and I know that the city, the downtown city, has said we're no longer can, correct me if I'm wrong with any of this, the downtown, when they had the open container law downtown, walk around, do whatever, supposedly a lot of the city's resources were being used down there to police the area, and they said no more, we're not going to do the open container except in the alleyway. And so I'm thinking maybe, you know, I don't know what they're planning on doing, who knows.
Well, because people didn't know how to behave. That was the big issue with the open container.
And we got a mayor who says you can't arrest your way out of a trouble, you know, which is troubling to me. That's like giving permission. Look what's going on in New York. Did you see these no-bail cities now, like New York and San Francisco? People are just committing crimes, getting bailed out. Getting
and they disrespect the police officers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That water park is $50 million.
$50 million for a water park.
You know what Montgomery doesn't need?
A water park?
A $50 million water park.
Yeah.
A water park. Yeah. People are not going to. Here's the thing. They think people are going to come for that. You know, people aren't really going to Atlanta for Six Flags anymore. I mean, things get faded out. I don't know if you want to go to. There's a lot more I can think that Montgomery needs than a water park.
Brenda, I appreciate your call. By the way, is your last name start with the letter M?
Nope. H.
I have two Brendas listening.
Yay.
Wow.
I am.
Two Brendas.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's Brendamonium here on Happy Hour.
There you go. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Brenda. Thanks, Brenda.
Keith.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
First of all, Rosie, were you a nurse at one time by chance?
No.
Well, she kind of is now. I mean, she just gave me this.
Hello.
She's got the most calming voice I've heard on the radio.
She got the what?
The most calming and soothing voice on the radio.
She's like that in person, too.
I do have that effect on people, yes.
I'm going to call her Lady Librium because she sort of keeps me from crossing over into heart attack country.
Well, I live up here in two times a day, Billbrook.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you better hope they don't start taxing sex there. You'll all go broke.
But does these people not realize that if it wasn't for all the majority of the outskirts of Montgomery, Montgomery wouldn't even have any businesses?
Yeah.
This is true.
Who would fill them? And now I've got to pay tax for Montgomery garbage collectors to get a raise?
You know what I would respect? If Mayor Reed picked up the phone, called the White House, and asked Donald Trump to come to the city and use his expertise, the man who helped rejuvenate a much bigger project, which was Manhattan back in the 80s and early 90s. And how would you apply your magic touch to our town? I would respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And if Donald Trump said, well, you may need to, you know, if you looked, assess the situation and looked at the revenues in and out and all that, and said, well, I would think he would, you know, he's helped create opportunity zones in a lot of places to reinvest, but privately. And you do that by offering private businesses tax incentives to get involved. And they have been able to change. I mean, I've seen it happen in Chicago. But that I would respect. And as I was saying, if Donald Trump said, well, you may need to run this occupational tax, I might reconsider my opinion on it.
Yeah.
But not right now.
Yeah, but not from the people that we got in there right now.
Not given the Reed history with...
Let's be honest.
They're not my people.
Donald Trump's not answering Stephen Reed's phone call, but maybe he should tweet him.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, get on the Twitter.
I disagree. I think Trump would take the mayor's call. I really do. Because that would be an opportunity.
Probably would. You all have a great day.
You too. So I looked into Brenda's question.
Yes.
The city of Montgomery is contributing about $16 million worth of land that's acquired over the last couple of years. And then it's also providing about $35 million into the project. At least that's what the Montgomery Advertiser is reporting. So we just have $35 million just laying around, like, for a water park. Like, why isn't that $35 million going to, like, books?
Where in the city charter does it say the city's in the water park business?
I mean, like, but think about all of the things that the city needs besides that, you know? Like, I don't know, lights in neighborhoods and...
We have no street lights.
Street lights or paving the roads.
We have no sidewalks.
Or giving raises to city employees. But we have $35 million for a water park.
Or police.
Back when we were really hardcore local 12 years ago, during the mayoral race in 2007, we literally, through listener activism, compelled a 5% raise for the police at that time because it was going to cost Bobby Bright the election. I'm not saying that Bobby didn't want to do that, but we made that happen before Election Day because we were losing our good cops to cities that were paying more.
And you're still losing good cops. I can tell you from experience being in that, you know, that family of law enforcement officers when my husband was a police officer. And I can't tell you how many great cops have left Montgomery to go to safer, better-paying cities in Alabama. I mean, we can do better. We just don't want to do better.
I don't know what happened to Lizzie, but Crawdad and whoever is next, we need to ask you to hold. We have to get down to traffic. Check in with Skipper, Rich's forecast. I'll get the Living Fear Doppler up, and we'll continue. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. In the house, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And they're really terrific people.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. A little congestion at the major intersections on the boulevard. Taylor Road, a little congestion. Overall, we've got mostly moderate traffic around town right now. Please be careful. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblado or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of the services to be performed is greater than the quality of the services performed by the lawyers.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over. And charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey,
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/news for an additional discount. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% AutoPay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/news for more information.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee voted 8-1 with one member abstaining to approve a medical marijuana bill. It now heads to the full Senate for consideration. The bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 medical conditions.
Good.
Plus, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is hosting a press conference today to address, quote, historically unprecedented legislative overreach. The legislature voted 8-2 yesterday in favor of blocking Montgomery City Council's proposed 1% occupational tax. The ordinance passed Montgomery City Council by a 5-3 vote last night. And Ryan Newman has been released from a Florida hospital 2 days after a frightening crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. He had been hospitalized since Monday night. Roush Fenway Racing says the 42-year-old driver was fully alert and walking around the hospital in the hours before he left. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain yet. In fact, a new surge of rain comes in through the overnight hours tonight and hangs around for much of the day tomorrow. A drenching cold rain. Overnight low temperature tonight, about 50. And as a matter of fact, that'll be probably the high tomorrow as well, about 50 as it hovers and it becomes breezy as well. Then the rain tapers off tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature 35. Friday, breezy, cool, high temperature maybe 52, but I think we'll be in the low 30s by Saturday morning at dawn. Saturday is a cool day, but a sunny day, high in the upper 50s. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sorry, Joey. This is necessary.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about apocalyptic plagues. The world is overrun by plagues. The apocalypse is no fun. No time to be scared. Straighten out your affairs. Put on some clean underwear so you're not caught dead in dirty ones. Locusts, disease, flooding, earthquakes, volcanoes. I don't recognize this planet. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Ready, kids? 6 o'clock.
Black Kitty, Harry, Tommy, Johnny, Tom, Donny, Tin, Tinker, Bucket, Tinker, Tinker, Bucket, Tinker, Tip, well, you get the idea, kids. The world is gonna end someday, and there's nothing you can do about it. Barney loves you.
By the way, is modern motherhood, since Jacqueline is a mom now and Dana's going to be a mom in July, are you going to continue the tradition of making sure children have clean underwear on in case they're in an accident and don't bring humiliation to the family?
That's always the plan.
Yeah, like you always want to hope you have clean underwear on, like regardless of the plans.
When I got hit by the bus, that was the first thing my mother wanted to know.
Did you have clean underwear on? Before or after you got hit
there
by the
bus? There it is, right down State Street, Mom. Go take a look. Here's Crawdad.
Howdy.
Hey.
I was remembering when you were talking about this property tax and occupational tax and Montgomery with the tax for the tax, and they're going to tax a sidewalk if you use your feet, etc. When Detroit, Detroit was pretty much imploding. Yes. Somebody up there had a brilliant idea how to rescue some of the properties by allowing those properties just to be given over to a buyer under the condition that they would take it and clean off the lot at the very, very least, scrape it off, clean off the lot, and they could just have it. Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah, Detroit actually, there are some parts of what used to be urban Detroit that have turned into mini farms.
Yeah, it's slowly coming around, and I had this idea. We have a lot of, let's say, up and down Highland Avenue, which used to be the historic lightning run with the trolley car. There's some of those houses that still could be salvaged if somebody were to just give over the title to those properties under that kind of a condition that you maintain the property. I see a benefit in that. When's the last time that somebody gave you a tax break for putting a roof on your house, Greg? Never. Or how about beautifying your front yard with some putting in some plants and things, and you got a tax cut? Never.
Right.
Can you see the advantage of that, though? Because anything that you do to that real estate, even commercial properties, you're increasing the tax base of the property, which adds up down line. It's making the neighborhood more attractive.
Yeah, this is, doing this at a time when real estate, we're way behind the rest of the country.
Yes.
In property values bouncing back. And they're finally starting to warm up a little bit. And yet they want to hang this. Who's going to be incentivized to live in the city?
It's the opposite of incentive. The game of hot potato is the best example of how taxes should work. You want money to move quickly. It's not how much money you take away from somebody. It's how much money goes in the kitty in the middle by the amount of money that's passing between people in the private sector.
So they want to do this. They stuck their 6-cent gas tax in. I know they're looking at raising property taxes.
Yeah, they are.
Quit picking our pockets, folks. Take a look at what you're spending and see if it can't be spent better. That would be my... Thanks for the call, Crawdad. David.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm only making... I only answer that question with guttural noises now.
Yeah. You know, this whole idea with the water park thing...
Who ever moved to a town because they had a water park?
Remember it?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, that my daughter lives up in Charlotte, North Carolina, which the U.S. Olympic white water facility is like 30 minutes outside of Charlotte. And she goes there a couple times a year. And anytime she goes there, she says it's not like it's busting at the seams busy or anything. And that's close to, you know, a major metropolitan area, you know. And I remember hearing them kind of talk about this with Montgomery and kind of giving an idea, well, you know, what people, what demographic is going to go to this thing? And they were like, well, we expect like 40% of the people that come there to be local. And I'm like,
no,
I don't know anybody in Montgomery that does white water rafting at all. You know, who are these 40% going to be? Maybe some military? you know, and that's about it. And you're expecting a town that's built on, you know, the civil rights, what people are going to come. I'm going to go visit the civil rights memorials, and I'm going to go whitewater rafting while I'm there.
Yeah, I'm going to walk the streets so I can see all the horrible things that were done to human beings.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's, you know, this is totally going to be an anchor financially around the neck of Montgomery for, you know, decades to come. Because when that place is sitting empty, you know, and they're still making payments on it,
like the golf,
that's going to be really good.
Yeah, I don't see this as a very good
plan. It's going to be an eyesore in 5 years.
Call,
it's going to be a vacant, another eyesore.
Yeah. Getting torn down in the name of progress.
It's going to be vacant and probably a place where, you know, people are going at night and we're having to police it because illegal activity is going on because it's not monitored and just not going to end well.
So pessimistic.
Like, of all the things of Montgomery, a whitewater rafting park is just not in the top 100 things that would be financially lucrative to the city.
How about a big putt-putt?
I mean, that, just like, what? Who thought this was a good idea?
I love putt-putt.
Yeah, like a solid putt-putt course downtown.
We did not have a putt-putt, but we got one in Wetumpka now, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It's,
We should have a happy hour putt-putt tournament there.
It's JoJo's.
JoJo's.
But it's like, that's odd.
Is JoJo
calling? I haven't
even
had a chance to ask you guys about this tragic Al Pacino. His 43-year-old girlfriend.
I know.
Dumped him because he's old.
Well.
Is that?
How old is Al Pacino?
79. It's not just that he's old. Here's the giveaway. He's cheap.
What, is he cheap because he's old, though?
I don't think Al Pacino.
Or is he rich because he's cheap? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's
a
pretty wealthy guy. So maybe he's just frugal.
I don't understand.
Are we, like, reusing paper towels here?
I don't know. She just said he's cheap. He only bought me flowers. How can I say politely that he didn't like to spend money?
Well, she's lucky that he bought her flowers. Some people don't even get flowers.
After throwing him under the bus, she adds, it was an honor to be part of his legacy, and she hopes they remain good friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not you, it's me.
353. Wow. As always, with you two in the house, the time goes ripping by. Do you have any stuff that I save for them?
No.
From the news?
No, not this week.
It's fine. We have enough to talk about. We always talk.
This tax thing has
people... It's, like, really alarming.
If you really wanted to get everybody pissed off, Mayor Reed, you have found a way to do it. And the city council, really. And get rid of that picture. Get a better picture of yourself. You got a mo from the Three Stooges haircut, and you look like you just took a crap in your pants. The optics are awful.
I'm pretty sure that's what he looks like, though. I mean, like, that's not a bad picture.
That's not a bad picture of him.
That hair looks...
I mean... That's what his haircut is.
That's what he looks
that's
like.
That's him all the time. I don't think it's bad
like if
picture.
You see him, like, all the time, that's what he looks like.
It's a mo haircut.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
354.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Let's quickly have a word with Joe at 356.
Hi. I'm not sure what they're thinking when they're thinking this water park's going to work. Somewhere back in the, I want to say it was the 80s, they had a water slide. I think it was in the area where Hibachi Sushi is on the boulevard.
It was.
And that didn't last very long at all.
They used to have a water slide here?
Yes.
They used to have one in Auburn, too, right off the exit. Not, I don't know if it was the city proper exit. It was one of the three Auburn exits. I used to take, as a big brother, I used to go up there with the kids once in a while.
But I don't think it's there anymore. That didn't even last very long.
And it wasn't bad, either. It was fairly decent. Yeah, I don't think the city needs to be in the water park business. Thank you for the call. Chris?
Yeah, that water park would be underwater right now. So hopefully they've thought about flooding issues. But, the rumor is the 1% of the OCT tax is going to actually, they want it to be 2%.
They want to do a 2% tax?
He really wanted 2%.
Yeah, well, guess
but,
what?
But Glenn Pruitt couldn't sell it. But I do have an idea.
I got news for you. Nobody's buying it. They haven't sold anything.
Hey, Glenn, Mr. Pruitt there. Why don't you go get your lawnmower and go cut the yard over there at Blunt Cultural Park and help save the city some money? He needs to get on his old lawnmower and go cut some yards.
I agree. Thanks for the call. It is 3:57. Quality paint makes all the difference in the outcome of a painting project, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you have somebody do it for you. Go to John Lee Paints and get Richards Paint for the ultimate look. Richards for interior painting. Ask Eddie Bader. He works and shows off home interiors all the time. He'd be the first to tell you that the quality of the paint that's on the wall can make a big difference in how the value of a home is perceived. We did our interior with Richards. And we always go to John Lee Paints, whether we're looking for some paint to trim or doing exterior. We're doing the patio this year. We're going to use John Lee's Solar Proof, which not only looks great as it dries, but then protects whatever you cover by having a low viscosity so the mildew can't get in and make it look ugly. And you have that problem, hosing it off is not going to work. It's still going to look dirty. Get a paint that protects and withstands the elements of Alabama. And that's what John Lee Solar Proof is designed to do. They can give you better answers than I can. I'm just saying, when you're ready to paint, go to John Lee Paints, get good paint, and get yourself a great outcome. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. All right, Eric, we have to come back to you after Fox at 4.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've got a very congested Taylor Road this afternoon. Congestion on the